Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm so glad to be here. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644-478, at keen.com. For prayer requests, DaisyMae81 at hotmail.com. Well, for a little cosmic weather, we have Venus that's been making a volatile connection to Neptune. This could stir up feelings of insecurity, as if there wasn't enough of that right now, as it is. Mercury forms a supportive sextile to Neptune. This gives us an opportunity to manifest our desires. And it's a really great time to use your creative visualization. Your mind holds tremendous creative ability. That's why God gave you an imagination. So you could create mental pictures, add faith to them, and see those pictures manifest in your life. Real good time to do that right now. So we also have a full moon in Scorpio, which means we need to let go of the past, all hurts, resentments, and disappointments. This gives us a chance to transform our lives. And so many of us are on lockdown, so it's a good time to do creative visualization and then letting these things go. It would really make, because change is coming, and it's happening right now. We need to position ourselves for good change, let go, and don't harbor anything from the past. Every planet plays a role in how we feel, love, and communicate, and have experiences. Our health tip is oil of oregano. It is a virus and bacteria killer. You can check out imp.email.rm-imp.com, and there's a lot of information about it. Oil of oregano is a very strong taste, so it's best to put it in capsules. I put a drop in all my red sauce meals, and I get it that way. So I really feel it's imperative that we know who we are in Christ and in our spirit. And most of my last shows have been instructions on how to connect with your spirit. Those are in the archives, and you can listen to them at any time. God is a spirit. Genesis 1:2 says, the spirit of God moving. Matthew 10:30 says God's spirit speaks through us. There are many spirits. There's a spirit of infirmity, which is illness, and the spirit of deception, and we must learn to discern these spirits. Jesus talked to the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, and he told her, we must worship God in spirit and in truth, for God is a spirit. Right now, my friends, we are dealing with the spirit of deception and the spirit of infirmity, which is the coronavirus. It has successfully killed businesses, our economy, and most importantly, lives. James 1:5 says, ask God for wisdom. Wisdom is realizing more than we know. This is the answer to our present dilemma. Yesterday was National Prayer Day, and I connected, and we all came together and all over the world, with the common goal of mastering this virus and any deception from anyone. Right now, I'd like to pray. Father God, I pray with all that are listening and will agree with me in the name of Jesus to have wisdom, revelation, and knowledge to conquer our enemy that is taking away our freedoms, our finances, our loved ones, and wreaking havoc on the world in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Yeshua. Proverbs 4, verses 5 and 6, God will preserve you, God will keep you. Hold fast to the promises of God in his word. This is a tool that will lead us to conquer this mess. And with that, I'm going to start taking calls. And that is our biggest tool right now, prayer, creative visualization, letting go of the past. So those are the three things that we need to start doing in this mess that we're in. And it is mess. Okay, let's begin here and start taking some calls. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I like Gillow View.
Okay. Sorry, I haven't been on keen. I got kids home and my handicapped daughter and all, everything's closed. And from what I understand, California's going to be shut down till June 30th.
Okay.
Well, nobody was ready for what came upon us. We've been blindsided, and, you know, I feel like we need to really connect with God, our angels. You're supposed to have money. You're still going to have money this year and the right person in your life. It's just for something this hard to happen, to come from the enemy, because sickness doesn't come from God. It comes from the devil. Something this hard to hit, not just the United States, but the whole world. Something good will happen. We will conquer this. We will get through it, and we will conquer it. You're going to be. You need to strengthen yourself in your mind, and your spirit, and you know, let go of things that are contrary to God's word, which you know. He says that he wishes above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. And our soul prospers by feeding our spirit. And I want you just to know that you're still going to get your wish, okay? Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. And God bless you. Thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions.
Okay. God bless.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hello, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Anything
How are you today?
You'd like to tell me? I'm good. Anything you
All
can
right.
tell me is greatly appreciated.
Thank you. It's really good to be on the air. I've just missed this, and it was a wonderful day yesterday to join with people all over the world, all praying for this virus to disappear.
Yes.
And for everybody to be helped. Well, it shows that you're, you know, juggling this situation the best you can, and you're thinking about what you need to do as far as, you know, protecting yourself and your family. And I show you're going to get your heartfelt desire this year. And I really think something good's going to happen at the end of this, because we're sin abounds, and this virus is sin. It is evil. Grace much more abounds. So we're going to see something, and pretty soon. You know, timing is something that, and there's a lot of Neptune right now, so timing can be fuzzy. I can be off on that timing. So I'm not going to give it. I just want you to trust
okay.
that you have strong guardian angels. The Lord loves you, and but it says quick, not a long wait. And you're going to feel real
wonderful.
Good about yourself. You're going to feel good to be able to give back to those who have helped you through this time, and you know, and to give to charitable good causes.
I'm looking forward to it.
Good. That's it. The spirit of expectation, believing you're going to get it, is the breeding ground for miracles. It is.
Okay.
So you just
That's wonderful.
Use your creative visualization, stand on the promises of God, and believe you're going to get it, and it'll happen sooner than you think.
Okay. I thank you so much. God bless you, and we've missed you on the radio, too.
Okay, well, I'm going to manage to do this somehow. I feel
okay.
better. It's you know, I need to hear it myself, and I need to hear myself preach, because I need this as much as everybody else does. God bless you, and thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions.
God bless you.
Thank you. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Florida.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, okay. I was looking at something you gave me 17 years ago, and in it, it was like these 10 commandments, and all those things you said to do are the things that we've been following and doing. So I want to thank you for that. I kept that paper.
Well,
you know
we need
I mean?
To be reminded, because what we're looking at is very troubling. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, to watch the news or read the newspapers, like reading the back pages of your Bible, so much prophecy is being fulfilled right now. It's really
mm-hmm.
interesting.
Okay.
But let's take a look
okay.
and see what's going on. Because I know you've been under a lot of stress.
Oh, you're not kidding. I got it. It's sitting in my car. My stress, Anthony. Oh, I love him, though. I love him. I wish he knew that. All right, so go ahead. And
I think he does, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Neptune's affecting us a lot right now, and if people are
uh-huh.
delving on the dark side, it's magnified, you know, and the euphoria and the highs that people get from man-made things can be magnified in the negative right now, and not realizing things.
Uh-huh.
And there's times that you feel like you're losing him, you know, and that. But he is going to turn around. He is going to turn around. I just wish everybody could go back to work because.
Thank you.
I see when he goes back to work, there's a lot of help.
Yeah,
he has some negative influences.
He says he's going to work, and then he doesn't. He's a kid. Yeah.
Oh, good. Good.
No, he's
going
to go to work.
He's
being lazy. What I was going to ask you about is, speaking of work, okay, I remember many, many times you said I was going to change my career. But I'm doing something at home, but it's going to be something different. Is there any way I can get a hint from the spirit? Because I have no idea.
Okay. Yeah, definitely change is happening. We've got change. It's coming. Whether we want it or not.
I know. Well, I need to change, so it's okay.
Okay. Well,
my last $20 is coming out this ATM.
It's definitely
I'm sorry
something.
To interrupt. I apologize. Sorry.
What?
I said I'm sorry.
Hello?
I interrupted. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh.
Hello.
Okay. it's an offer, and it's like a lot of people are doing. Telemedical now, and it has something to do with that and talk, you know, getting information from people to give to professionals. So it is something online and at home.
Okay, is that medical though? Telemedical?
It looks medical,
uh-huh.
but it could be. It's not like okay, what you do now is you have the physical. One-on-one with people.
I can't do that.
This is gathering information, like
uh-huh.
like an intake person, gathering information to give to professionals.
Okay.
And it's a
okay.
variety of professionals. It's not one doctor, okay?
Okay.
So it may be a big clinic or something.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you. I love you. I miss
okay,
you.
Keep praying, all right?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
God
bless.
You.
Thank you for
Bye-bye.
Participating.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. You're welcome. We do need to hang on to the promises of God. And they are, you know, you can count on God is our rock. You know, we can trust in him. He's our shield. He's our high tower, our refuge, and he will save us. He will save us. And you can read that in 2 Samuel 22, verse 3. So we can experience God's power when you call on him. And right now this is a time of anguish and fear, but you will find him to shield you and to bring you his peace. He will fill you with your peace. And he, you know, right now with the positive side of Neptune that's affecting us, we could actually get instructions in our sleep. So dreams are really important right now. And it'd be nice to keep a little journal next to your bed and write down. And if you need help with that, you know, I can do some email stuff. I can do that in the evenings when the kids are gone to bed. But I am going to try to do these radio shows every month. I'm just going to find a way to make them happen. I made it happen today, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful, and the Lord provided a way for that to happen. So just trust in him. Just trust in him. Okay. Let's take another call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Daisy?
Oh, I've been thinking about you. It's nice to hear from you. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'm not affected by this COVID-19 stuff because, you know, I work from home. So
yeah, that's good.
That's the only way it's affected me is I've almost had to cut my toilet paper in half.
Isn't that something?
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of TP stocking stuffers this year. So, but yeah. But, you know, it's really affected a lot of people here in Maryland. And, you know, and it's, you know, Maryland's got more deaths and people infected right behind New Jersey and New York. So I don't know why D.C. is crying. Well, I don't know why D.C. is crying all the time. You know, I mean, they're not even hit nowhere near as hard as everybody else, you know. So, but they whine and cry over everything. At least that's what I see on the news every day out here. So, but it's good to hear your voice. You sound, you know, really in good health. And I'm glad to, you know, be able to catch you on your radio show today. And you had a very powerful message earlier, Daisy. You really did. And so,
thank you.
Yeah, and so, but I guess maybe what's been on my mind has nothing really to do with me, but someone I know needs a kidney. And, you know, we talk about how people live their lives and, you know, and so forth and the choices that they make. And I feel it in my bones that this person's not going to get a second chance at a kidney. And I was just kind of wondering if there's anything, any kind of, I don't want to say timeline, but I was just kind of wondering, is it not too far away before she starts showing end of stage? Because
I want you to think about her name. You don't have to say it. Okay, and I'll look at this.
Okay.
Does she have both kidneys, or because you can live with one?
No, they're both. Yeah, she's already been through a kidney transplant, so and that one failed because she didn't take care of it. She thinks it's more important to keep her friends happy and stay drunk than it is to take care of her life.
Well, she's not helping her kidneys with alcohol, that's for sure. Okay,
well,
I think you're on the right track here. It looks like, you know, it may not.
This is going to affect people that are around me, and I just want to be able to know what to expect. And whenever I see it start to happen, then that way I know to probably have to distance myself because a lot of people are going to be.
Well, her mental thought is that she doesn't believe that she's going to, you know, get this.
Yeah,
and chances are, you know, I mean, her health is out of control. There's other issues.
Yeah.
It doesn't look real promising. I wish I could give you something happy here.
Well, I already told her father, I said, you know, don't be a bit surprised if they don't de-escalate her care a little bit. Because, you know, doctors are not stupid. They can't, you know, go to bat for someone whose health is declining and there's not really a sense of hope. You know, she was given a really good kidney the first time and she messed it up. So,
yeah.
You know, it that was a gift. And she just, you know, because of her choices, you know. So, but it's not a form of punishment either. People don't understand the progress of this disease. And, you know, and just because you get a good kidney doesn't mean that that kidney won't also fail.
Exactly.
The disease is in your body. It attacks the kidney. That's what chronic kidney disease is. So if you've got other things going on inside your body, you know, and the doctors can't fix everything. They're trying to manage a kidney by getting you one and giving you life because you can't function without a kidney. So, you know, and now she's, you know, dependent upon a machine. And that can only go on for so long. And so it's,
well,
you know.
Well, email me her name and we will hold her up in prayer and hope for the best.
Okay.
But right now, today, it doesn't look too promising. But, you know, prayer moves mountains. And we'll give it a try.
What really concerned me was, you know, she ran out and met another guy that is just total not good. I mean, it's just not good, you know. I mean, he's winding up living with her, and he doesn't even have a job. It's like, but she didn't have a job either. Why are you taxing on her, you know?
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Like, I just feel as if that's not good.
Unfortunately, there are people that look for people like that so that they can live off of them.
I know. But I'll email you her name, and please keep her in your prayers because, you know, it's going to make a lot of people suffer. And unfortunately, I'm kind of on the periphery, on the outside. I don't have anything to do with the person, and because I don't, you know, I just don't need the extra stuff. But I got my own stuff to do. But you know, it just the people that I'm around are going to be affected, and I don't know how to respond when things start to really, you know, show in this person, and it really starts to hit them with the reality. And so, because that's where everybody is right now. They know what's going to happen sooner or later, but they're not going to be able to deal with the reality of it when it starts to. And I don't know.
That's true denial right there. But we will do that.
Yeah.
It was really great hearing from you. And stay in touch, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Daisy. You take care of yourself.
You're welcome.
Too.
Thanks for participating. Okay. God bless.
All right.
Okay. I want to talk about another spirit that is strongly affecting us right now. And it started at the beginning of the coronavirus and is especially now since our country's been shut down. And that's the spirit of fear. Fear is a spirit, and the view in front of us, our horizontal fruit view, is troubling. Like I said, I joined in the National Day of Prayer yesterday, and believe you me, we're all standing on 2 Chronicles 7:14, which says, if we will humble ourselves and pray, God will heal our land. So I want to pass that on, that if we all pray, he will heal our land. It's not the time to act out, but to stand strong in the name of Jesus and stand knowing that greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. The world is deep into power struggles and deception right now. It troubles my heart that innocent minds could be swayed by people in high positions that are deceiving us. Prayer is the answer to this dilemma. In ancient Israel, the priests would stand between the people and the temple and would burn incense, and they all joined together in worship and prayer, and the plagues, whatever plague was affecting them, would leave. So it goes way back. Prayer is the answer. And this time of isolation is perfect time to draw near to God. Scripture tells us, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. So I'm going to take some more calls here, and then I want to share some affirmations, because this is a time of 2020 is a time of affirmations. So here we go.
I got back on the call. Just on, no, take me off. It's Linda. If I call back, it just puts me in the queue, even though I didn't. I just want to listen to the show. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Okay. Okay. It looks like that is it. She just got back in the queue. So I want to share some affirmations. And if anybody is, I think I've covered everybody. Looks like it. Looks like it. Okay. All right. I want to share some affirmations. And since I was talking about fear being so strong right now, Matthew 10, verses 30 and 31. But the very hairs of your head are numbered. Therefore, do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows. And here's the affirmation. I have been set free from the force of fear. I put my trust in Jesus Christ, my Savior, and will not be moved by temptations, suggestions, or threats by the evil one that would lead me to be afraid. I will not walk in fear because God is with me at all times and in all circumstances. And believing is a very important thing. You know, unbelief is a very subtle spirit. And even the disciples all abandoned Jesus, except for one and his mother and Mary Magdalene. But when Jesus appeared to the disciples, he knew that Thomas had talked about he wouldn't believe it unless he could put his hand in his side or touch him. So he said to Thomas, put your finger here and look at my hands. Put your hand here and place it in my side. Do not be faithless but believing. And the affirmation for that is, I'm a believer in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I operate in faith and make decisions and take appropriate action to those who believe in God and his word. I do not lack in faith, but trust in him at all times. I choose to walk in faith rather than according to doubt and unbelief. And, you know, there's a lot of that being presented to us, doubt and unbelief. And I think we've had our confidence rocked. So in Matthew 6:31-33, says, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things. For you, Heavenly Father, know that we have need of these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. So here's our affirmation. I refuse to worry or be anxious, fretful or dismayed about anything. I have assurance that my Heavenly Father watches over me and is always ready to make provision for every need. He will continually and earnestly provide for me because it is his will. I will do my part by believing. Therefore, I will trust and he will give me all the things necessary to accomplish his purposes for my life. He's a loving and gracious Father, and his love for me includes providing my every need. So don't let fear get a grip. And it's really trying to, you know, in many ways. So I want everybody to be strong in faith. 23rd Psalm is a good one to read. Yea, though I walk through the valley of death, and it's all around us, all around the world, I will fear no evil, for God is with us. And Heavenly Father, I ask that you bless each and every person that participated today. And I know you will meet their needs as they have faith in you. And I thank you for this opportunity to share you with them. And I pray for our scientists, the leaders of our country, that this coronavirus disappear. We find a remedy. And I know that we are close to that because we've had multiple prayers, and this is the fastest that they've ever come up with a solution. So we thank you for hearing us today, and we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Okay, until next time, folks, I love you. God loves you. And you stay hold in Jesus' name. And I'll be in touch for next month. God bless.